Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' precious name. This is Brother Ephraim again, and this morning we will again look at legalism versus a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And our theme verse is let me get it here again. 2 Corinthians 3:6, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. We want to look at again, what is the letter and what is the Spirit of the New Testament? It's not speaking of the Spirit of God, it's not speaking of the Spirit of man, but rather, for example, even in today's society, lawyers might say, you know, when something happens and they're trying to get their way, you know, they might dig into the law in such fine detail, trying to find some loophole to get their way. And the opposing party might say, well, that lawyer, that's the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. Or a lawyer might he might change the law a little bit in his mind, or he might do a little differently from the law, and he might say, yeah, it's not the letter of the law, but it's the spirit of the law. I hope I'm making this clear. The letter of the law is following it to minute detail. But the spirit of the law is doing what the law intended to be done. Let me give you an example of what happened. This is, again, at home on the farm. There's a man that came and agreed with my dad that he could get some firewood out of the woods. My dad had just taken the trees down, and there was lots of tops laying there. And this man agreed that he would bring every third load to my dad. He would take two loads for himself, and every third load he would bring to my dad, and that was going to be the pay. Well, this man took two loads and never came back. Now, to the letter of the agreement, he had done no wrong, because there never was a third load. But the spirit of the agreement was that my dad would get a third of what was cut or what was taken by the man. So the spirit of the agreement he didn't follow at all. The letter of the agreement he did. So I hope you're understanding, following something to the letter, but not to the spirit, is when we look at something in such fine detail and find a loophole and find a way of doing it maybe in an easier way or more convenient way or a more selfish way rather than the way that the Lord actually intended. Let's consider the prodigal son in Luke 15. It says he asked his dad for his inheritance money, and his dad gave it to him, and he went into a far country and spent it up with riotous living. At the point when he asked for his dad to give him inheritance, his relationship with his dad at that time was very legalistic. You know, his dad was his legal father. and he was a legal son, and he had legal right to that money. It was a legalistic relationship. It wasn't a personal relationship, or at least not a very good one, for him to take the money and go into a foreign country and spend it up in wicked living. I think that's a good example of how we are to live with a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And the older son, it seems he had a better relationship with his dad, or of course there could have been selfish motives there too, but he was faithful to his father. We do see there towards the end of the account that he seemed to have more of a legalistic mindset than when his dad accepted the prodigal son back in, and the older son was highly displeased, thinking he didn't deserve it. So there was some legalism going on with the older son there too. Okay, some of the traits of a legalistic person. The legalistic person needs a law before he does something, because he's minded after the law. He just wants to do what's legal. That's all he's really concerned about. So for him to have to do something, he won't do it till there's a law that he has to. Maybe that's why in some churches they just come down with so many laws or rules, because the people are dead spiritually and they don't want to do things of the Lord, and they won't do it unless there's a law saying that they have to. So the church leaders aren't born again either, and they think, yeah, that's what we have to do. We have to make a whole lot of rules to make sure that everybody is walking in line here. But that's legalism. The person that has a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus and is filled with the Holy Spirit, he's going to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm not saying that the church should not put any definition to the scriptures. I think the church should do that to some extent. But what I am saying is, rules in the church never make up for the Holy Spirit, for a work of God in a person's heart, for the love of the Lord in a person's heart. These are very necessary for a church to have members like that. And if we have members like that, then not near as many rules are needed. The children of Israel were legalistic in many ways, in wandering through the wilderness. You know, so many times they doubted. They just looked at how something was possible in the natural sense, and when it didn't seem possible, they gave up in despair. They didn't have much faith, and that's a trait of legalism. People don't have much faith. They just operate by the law and hope that they can appease God, and there's not much faith there. Then on the other hand, the legalistic person often despises the laws that are set in place for him, because they are constantly hindering him from going where he wants to go. His heart isn't in his religion, but his heart condemns him, and even more so if he doesn't follow his religion. So he follows his religion the best he can, and at least outwardly, kind of chafes at it, especially when there's new laws set in place for him, he chafes at it. The rich are often legalistic. You know, They think they have the right to do the things they want to do because they have the money. Legally, they have the right. I might explain that a little more tomorrow. I think my time's up. Try to keep that about 10 minutes. So I will quit now, and tomorrow morning we'll have more of the same. Continue on this topic. Thank you, and God bless you.